Raven Mechanical, this is Brennan.
Oh, hi, Frederick, please.
Yeah, speaking. That's my legal name.
Oh, okay, but you go by Brandon or Brendan?
Yeah, Brennan. B-R-E-N-N-A-N. Yeah, it's my
oh,
name.
Brennan. That's cool. I have a friend named Brennan. That's awesome. Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash, getting back to you from yesterday.
Yeah, hey, Tina.
Hi. So, you have a buddy that uses our program?
Yeah, Sangamon pressure washing, and then, what is his overhead door business called? He's got two separate businesses, but in Monticello, Illinois.
Okay.
Sangamon Oak or something, overhead door.
Okay.
Draw a blank on it. I swear he's my friend. I should know it.
I do that too sometimes, I know. And then, of course, once we get off the phone, it'll all come back to you. You'll go, oh, yeah, that's the name of it.
Right. Well, yeah, Sangamon Soft Wash and Pressure Wash is his one business. And then Sangamon Garage Door Service.
What city again?
Monticello, Illinois.
Monticello. Let me take a look if I can find it.
Holden McConkie.
Oh, I found it. I found it. Let me see here. Give me a second. See, you did good. It came back to you.
Yeah, I told you.
For Holden. Okay, I found his account. Okay. And then for you, tell me a little bit about your business. What kind of company is it?
So we're a mechanical service company, plumbing, heating, and air.
Okay.
That's kind of the basics of it. But water heaters, boilers, sewer service, excavation, all that good stuff.
Sewer,
I don't know
excavation.
What kind of...
Okay. And then, we actually would program you in using keywords. So anytime someone would type in the services that you provide, we would make sure that your company now shows on the first page of Google and Bing for those categories. So how
yeah.
long have you actually owned that business?
January 1st is when it started.
Oh, that's cool. So
yeah,
you're brand
new.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They say the first 3 months or so are the hardest, so you're almost over that hump, or at least halfway through, right?
Yes, I'm ready for that.
That's
busy,
awesome.
Having a
yep.
lot of problems I didn't think I'd have. I thought it'd all be related to being busy, but that's the furthest thing from the problem.
Yeah, I get it. I bet a lot of unexpected things come up when you're trying to start up a business, huh?
Yeah. It's,
for sure.
It's unreal.
Yep, I can imagine. So, do you have anything set up so far, like a website or business Facebook or anything? I think you need us for the website as far as what I could see on the form, right?
Yeah, I need a website. I have a Facebook page that I'm using pretty heavily, but that
Good.
Is the only thing that I have right now. But I've gotten great success from the Facebook page.
Good
but
for
I need,
you. Wow. For
I,
being
I started,
so new, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the perks of being a millennial. We all know how to use our phones.
Right? Yeah, that's true. And then,
but I tried to do the Google thing by myself, and it just wasn't working. They're putting me through the ringer of trying to even be listed on Google. So that's where I reached out to him after seeing his website. I was like, who'd you use? Because I like it.
Yeah. Google has really tightened up their guidelines in verifying businesses, but if you had the time and the energy and the effort, you could get your business verified yourself. But the problem with that is it would never get you to the first page, right? So in order to get on the first page, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So those are the services that we're providing for Holden, which is why it
yeah.
works so well for him. So we would do that for your company as well. And the nice thing about it is it's so affordable because for you as a brand new business, I would absolutely recommend what's called our Platinum Package. So it would take you from being brand new where you have pretty much, a non-existent internet presence, and it would give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new clients. So what it would include would be not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, you know, as a millennial, you can appreciate that most people will do the searches from their smartphones, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So a lot of people don't realize that that's a different search result altogether. You know, so what we do is we'll program you in so that you come up from all of the searches from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, you know. And
yeah.
Then, you know, part of the reason I asked you about the business Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, we'll also run Facebook ads. Do you already run Facebook ads, or have you just created the business Facebook and you're like promoting it with links and tags and stuff like that, or do you actually
run ads?
Yeah,
I did an ad one time, and I've never been so disappointed in the money that I spent. Because I had probably 20 people reach out, but they were from all over the country. So I think that I don't know what I did wrong, mm-hmm. but I burned $100 quicker to doing that than I ever have at a craps table before.
Well, I need to take you with me to Vegas because I've gone so many times and watched those darn craps players, and I still don't know how to do it.
Yeah, well, you're money ahead, let me tell you. But yeah, I mean, I'm so busy right now. Like, I'm not looking at this as much of getting new clients as mm-hmm. much as, but obviously I have to think of the future too. You know, one day, assuming work dries up, I just need somewhere for people to land. When that says, hey, here's my phone number, here's my email, this is what we do, now call me and I'll tell you the rest. But moving forward, I definitely would be interested in that because that's my key to getting employees, is having those people, random people call, you know?
Right. Yeah, you have to have that internet presence so that you can kind of feed the team as you grow, you know? I get it. So I'll give you a couple of options. Number one, since you're a referral from Holden, I can put you into a discounted rate for that platinum package where everything would be set at a flat rate month to month of $299. The setup fee also would be reduced down to just $99, which would go on the first payment only. So it would be $398 today. However, $100 of that would go towards Facebook ads. So if you're not a fan of the Facebook ads, it's definitely a benefit when you're a new business to bundle them with the program initially for the first month or two just to jumpstart it and get your results a little bit quicker. But if you're not in a great hurry to see that jumpstart, what we could do is remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So in that case, it would just be $298 today with the setup fee. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the website typically sells for an extra $400, but what I can do is explain that you're a referral from Holden and that you're a brand new startup business and get an authorization to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you, you know, because I recognize it's 2025 and as a brand new business, you're going to need a site anyway. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, assuming that I get the authorization to include the site, do you have anything specific that you, you know, content-wise could put up there already, like a logo or pictures, or would you want us to just use stock photos for now, and then you could send us content as you get it, or what's
your
thought?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my company logo.
Good.
I'd want
okay.
a picture of me and my wife and my kids on there, too, because I'm in a small town, so... I want them
cute.
To know that this is who you're getting, people you see at the grocery store.
Yes.
But then honestly, like, I'm cool with just stock plumbing photos and HVAC photos. I am an American Standard dealer, so I'd like to get some of that branding on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess to your direct question, as far as photos, the only two that I really care about is my logo and my family. So I can get that sent over to you, though.
I like that. That's really good, because I always say with a business that promotes their family picture on there, that's always going to scream volumes to a consumer that you put a lot of moral and ethics behind your work, you know, because if you're putting your family, you know, out there, it shows that there's integrity behind your business. You know what I mean? I love that.
Yeah.
I think that that's awesome. So let me just put a note in here and I'll send out the request. And are you leaning towards doing it with the Facebook ads initially, or do you want to just do it without, since you already had a bad experience that way?
Yeah, let's hold off on the Facebook ads. Not even okay. Just for the idea of the bad experience, just in the mm-hmm. fact I want to be able to get to people if they call. So I don't
okay.
want to go crazy at first, you know. I don't
yes.
have time to get to 8 people per day. So
yes.
I'm trying to ease into it, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's...
And that's always something that I could call you guys and have you run for me, right? Like, you guys are going to host the domain. You're going to do it. I call you and say, hey, here's what I want to do, and you tell me it costs this much, and I say yay or nay. It's kind of how that works, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the Facebook ads, you can add those at any time. So I'll put a note in here that we'll start it without the ads. But of course, if you ever wanted to, you know, call in and have us bundle it, we can. But for now, we'll start it without the Facebook ads. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, so now I'll put everything under the way that you, you know, prefer to be addressed, which is under Brennan, but when I get to the billing, I'll put it under your legal, which is Frederick, you know, just so that there's no confusion there. But you said
yes.
It's B-R-E-N-N-E-N?
A-N-F-E-N, Alpha Nancy.
Got it. And then for the confirmation email, do you want me to use service at raven-mechanicalllc.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is that a domain that we can use to build the site?
It is. So I'm paying. Yeah, so I'm paying that. I got that through Google.
Okay.
Is that some? So do you guys host the domain, like where I can cancel that, or how does that work?
Well, if we buy a new domain for you, which we absolutely can, and then down the road, if you ever canceled with us, you could buy the domain from us for a one-time buyout of $99, but it wouldn't include the content, or you could continue with the domain and the content, and it's just $49 monthly. So depending on what you pay for your domain, so let's say that your domain is a little bit more cost-effective than that, then you might want to keep it, you know, and just say,
yeah.
Okay, I'll just keep my domain and have you build the site on my domain. You're never going to cancel though, because no one would cancel on profit, and I know that you won't either, but just in case, it's always good to, you know, kind of know what your options are ahead of time. You know what I mean?
So the $199 a month that we're going to do, that does
mm-hmm.
not include you guys buying the domain, correct? That'd be an additional $49, you said?
No, it would, if once I get the site approved, because I sent out the request to my director to include it, it will include that. Typically, the site is $400 extra upfront plus $49 extra a month, but I'm
okay.
going to get an override to include it with you, with the package.
Okay.
The only time the $49 would be applicable is if you were to cancel the program and you wanted to keep the website. You see
oh,
what I mean?
Okay.
After we built it. So, you know, then you would just pay $49 a month.
Gotcha. Yeah, see, I'm a mechanical guy, not a computer guy. So unless something happens and my business goes under, I don't see that happening.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
do
see that happening either.
Kind of sidebar, but do you also do CEC plumbing?
Yeah, we do every
Clayton
industry.
Clark.
Oh, you mean as far as the actual business? Okay, they're called
yeah.
Clayton Clark Plumbing. Let me look. Are they in the same
city? CEC is what his company's name is, and they're out of Champaign, Illinois. CEC Plumbing. Because he said he used somebody out of California, too.
No, I don't think he's not an active client of ours, so he's not
gotcha.
Working with us. There are other data service providers to Google. We happen to be the biggest and the best because we're one of the companies that has a premier partnership with Google, but there are other, you know, data service providers out there. So he could be using, you know, another one, but yeah, he's not one of our clients.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah, total tangent.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No,
no, that's
okay.
Definitely, this all sounds like something That'd be great. What kind of turnaround time am I looking at to get it up and running?
So with first page placement on Google, we quote 45 to 60 days. For someone like you, it's probably going to go faster because you already started that Google verification process. All we ask is that you be responsive to us, okay? And what I mean by that is that if Google's requesting something of us to get it verified, just make sure, you know, we'll communicate with you what it is that we're needing, but just make sure to respond to us, you know, within 24 to 48 hours. Don't drag your feet on it because, you know, sometimes Google is telling us what we're needing and then we reach out to a client and we get a voicemail and we leave a message and they don't get back to us. Things like that will hold up the placement, right? But as long as you get up.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, so I always tell people, you know, you'll absolutely see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away, but it is the second month that you can really expect to start, you know, seeing the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. And with that being said, is this the phone number that you'd like to have displayed for your business?
Yes.
Okay, the 217-480-8831. Is there
yes,
a secondary line for internal purposes?
Nope.
Or okay, everything goes
for we'll just keep everything on this one. So I'm trying to separate out business stuff from my personal phone for obvious reasons.
Okay, so if the technicians were to call you and you were out in the field and for some reason we couldn't get through on this one, could we text this one or should we call the other
yes.
number?
Text nope, this you one can text. Too. I carry this phone with me all the time.
Love
text,
it. Okay.
Call, email, however you need to get a hold of me.
Okay, I love it. Okay, you're easily accessible. And that's going back to being the millennial too. You know, there's nothing that makes my skin crawl worse than the type of client that we have that we need something and we call and we get a voice mailbox that's full or a voice mailbox that's not set up. And I'm always thinking like, why would you pay a company for marketing to get your phone ringing? And then when a potential client calls you, they get that, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that.
How are they supposed to reach you?
So,
technically, is it Raven Mechanical LLC, or should I put in, you know, Raven Mechanical HVAC, or how do you want the business?
Nope, it's Raven Mechanical LLC.
Okay, love it. And then the business address, please.
111 Shady Lane, Shady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monticello,
okay,
Illinois. 61856.
61856. Do you want us to use your domain or do you want us to get a new one? What are you thinking there?
So if you guys get a new one, am I going to be able to, like, that's where my email address obviously is. So like I said, I'm a mechanical guy. I don't know how that works. Am I still going to be able to keep my email address and my email inbox and everything of that? You guys are basically going to buy that domain from Google. Is that how that works?
No. You would just give us the credentials, the login to it, and we would just use that domain. So we wouldn't have to buy anything from Google. So that's the beauty of it. Your email, everything would work exactly the way it does now. But we would build the site on there. So I would recommend that you keep it at that since you already have it. You know, because sometimes we try to buy a new domain for someone and then they get like a .org or a .net. They don't even get a .com, or sometimes they'll get like a HVACMonticello.com. They don't even get their business name. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think that since you have your business name, that's a huge blessing. You should just keep it at that. But it's a preference. If you want us to get a new domain, we definitely can. You know?
No, we'll just keep it as is then, because that's kind of,
okay.
I'm starting to be a household name with what I have, so I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, you want to use it for branding and company recognition. You know, you're already new and you're starting to get your name out there, so why not, you know? There it is. I was wondering why it didn't autofill for me when I put in the Shady Lane. Did you say 110 or 111?
111, 111.
Okay, there we go. Okay, now it filled it because the first time it didn't, and I'm like, why didn't it autofill it? And then it's 61856?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit.
And is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's the company name.
Okay, and then the LLC is on there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it the Shady Lane also for the billing address?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
3716.
Okay.
748. Mm-hmm. 528. Mm-hmm. 91004.
Got it. And expiration?
1229.
And the code?
4351.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Brennan. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Raven Mechanical, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Frederick B. Kelm, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. So I'm going to see what's available for the client interview. Now, that client interview will take maybe 20, possibly 30 minutes. And I know that you're on Central Time, so you're a couple of hours ahead of us. Let's see.
Is that like a Zoom call, or is it just a...
Just a regular like phone call. Yeah, just okay. A regular... let's see. Ooh, if we really rushed it, we could do 4 or 5. 5 wouldn't be rushed, of course, but 4, we'd have to kind of wrap things up quickly so the technician could get on with you.
Today?
Mm-hmm. If not, we could see what's open for tomorrow.
I could probably do 5.
Okay, that's better. Then we don't have to rush it. They have more time to prepare. Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's, prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, Brennan, since I got you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Looking. Local Splash. Yep, sure did.
Okay, so the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, if you open that, there will be a little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yep.
Once you click that, it will take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Okay, so all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 2 boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then just plug your name in. I put it as Frederick since you said that's official. And then hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now because that username and password is already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting that pricing locked in for you.
Yeah, yep. I just sent it. I'm on that login screen now.
Good. Okay, well, then that's your sign that it went through. So you're all good to go there. And then lastly, I want to give you a heads up that email that you're getting is automated that says pictures needed for Google verification, but I'm going to send you a second one that says please add us to your Google profile because you told me you started creating one but you had a problem with it, right? So I want you to add Local Splash to that one that you're having a problem with so we can get with our team at Google and see what the issue is so that we can fix it and get you published, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and the first one that says photos needed for Google verification, what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it's going to ask you for like 7 or 8 different things. It's going to say, you know, do you have a business license and insurance and invoice with your address and a work vehicle with a license plate? Don't stress and worry about sending all 7 or 8 items. You know, if you only have 2 or 3 of the items on the list, no problem. Just upload those 2 or 3 things. That way, when Google wants to solidify that you're a valid business in the area, then we can show them that and we'll get you published quickly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so other than that, I think you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And I found a link to your Facebook. So even though we're not doing Facebook ads, I'm going to send this over to the technician just in case there's anything that we can use for the Facebook, such as I think this must be your family picture and your logo on here, right?
Yeah, yeah, it sure
is. Oh, that's awesome. How old are the little ones?
My daughter's 5 and Carson, my son, is 3. Just turned 3 last week.
Oh, how cute. They keep you on your toes at that age, don't they?
Yes, they sure do. That's an understatement.
Awesome.
Real quick while I'm thinking about it. So I know we talked about like the first page ads, 45 to 60 days. What about the website? So I have a 5 o'clock call. What kind of turnaround am I expecting for that website to be up?
Does the
Google ad have to happen first?
That's easy. The website will be up within about 1 to 5 business days, depending on how responsive you are. And initially, they're going to launch it with the pictures we pull from your Facebook and some stock photos. But remember, everything is customizable. So once it launches, if you want to, you know, start uploading some actual photos or before and afters or anything like that, everything that you kind of revise after the fact, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And you can revise that directly through your dashboard. Or you can call in and we can revise it with you on the phone, whatever's easier for you, okay?
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate the phone call back. This was a lot easier than I expected it to be. And I look forward. I know you guys are going to help me out because I like Holden's a lot. So looking forward to it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And then at 5 o'clock when they call you, if you just have the website information too, meaning who it's hosted by, which you said you got it through Google, and then the username and password so that we can start building the site on your domain, okay?
10-4.
All right. All right. Well, have a great evening and then have a very profitable year, too. I know you're going to love this.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome, Brennan. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.